Unwanted Love. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1895. Prince Serge of Tamrush dismounted outside the front door of his palace and walked inside. To his surprise, there was no one to be seen, and he called out for his wife.
"Catherine, I'm back."
There was a cry at the top of the stairs. Princess Catherine then came rushing down with her arms outstretched.
"You are back! How really wonderful! I was not expecting you until this afternoon."
"I managed to get away early," he said, kissing her affectionately. "Have you missed me?"
"But of course I have missed you," the princess told him. "We are making special preparations for your dinner tonight. But I did not expect you until it was dark."
"I had enough of listening to people complaining all the time about one thing or another," the prince replied. "So, I had a sudden yearning for home, and of course, you."
"Oh, my darling, I have missed you so much," the princess murmured. "The place has been empty without you, and I have had so much to do arranging for Lavinia's birthday tomorrow."
"I remembered," Prince Serge said as they walked down the passage towards their private rooms. "I bought her a very attractive necklace, which I am sure she will be pleased to have."
"I am sure she will," the princess agreed.
He opened the door of his study and then walked in with his arm round his wife's shoulders. As he entered, he gave a cry of delight. The room was filled with flowers, and he knew that it was his wife who had arranged them for him.
"So, the special roses have come into bud," he said. "I thought they were going to refuse to flower in a strange land."
"As you can see, they have accepted us as we have accepted them," the princess replied laughingly.
Prince Serge went over to look at the special roses that he had ordered from England. He had been frightened that they might not flower in foreign soil. But the English roses had adapted themselves to the Balkans in much the same way as Princess Catherine had managed to do when she had been sent by Queen Victoria to save yet another principality from being invaded by the Russians. But that had happened 21 years ago, and now it was their beautiful daughter's 20th birthday that they were celebrating tomorrow. Princess Catherine had been amongst the very first English brides that Queen Victoria had sent to the Balkans to save the Principality of Tamrush from being gobbled up, as the politicians expressed it, by the unending greed of the Russian Empire. Now, after many years of providing English brides for foreign principalities, she had become known as the matchmaker of Europe. England had now become even more important and respected than it had been at the beginning of her reign. The marriage of His Royal Highness Prince Serge of Tamrush had caused much commotion in Europe, even more so in the Balkans themselves. For the first time, the ruler of a principality was aware that if he could fly the Union Jack beside his own flag, it meant that the Russians would leave him alone and not behave as they were in many other countries. It had been after Germany took over the German principalities to make sure that their Russian Empire was larger and more important that the Russians woke up to the fact that if they were to reach the sea and then have access to the Mediterranean, the only thing standing in their way were the principalities of the Balkans. It was then that a subtle, more or less secret invasion began, which grew as the years passed by. The princes became more and more anxious as one after another the principalities collapsed. This was cleverly done by the Russians in causing dissension amongst the people concerned. It was then that the advisor to Prince Serge had told him he must go to London and beg Queen Victoria to give him an English wife. As the alternative was to lose his throne and his principality, the prince had obeyed, even though he had no wish to marry a woman he had never seen. Someone who would naturally, he thought,